This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. Today, it's Alicia here, and I will be doing another solo episode. This one is all about faculty office hours. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about why you should even go to office hours, when you should be going to office hours, and how to go about actually engaging and attending office hours. And at the end, I'm also going to offer a couple stories that really unexpectedly changed the trajectory of my path and my journey, and I would love to share those with you. So to get started, we're going to talk about why. So the first reason why you should attend office hours is to really make a connection with the professor and to build a relationship with them. The earlier that you can do this, the better, because then you will be able to connect with them during class. They will actually know who you are instead of just your face. They'll actually know your name and know a little bit about you because you went to office hours. It's also an excellent way to meet an expert in the field. So especially whenever you get into your major related classes and really any of your classes, it can be a really great opportunity to meet somebody who is in the field who knows a ton about this field. So just meeting an expert, that's another reason why to go to faculty office hours, and also just to ask questions that you might have about the class. So whether this be something about the material, so you're in class and you're not really sure what the professor is talking about, that's actually a pretty normal phenomenon in college. Sometimes that's going to happen. And so faculty office hours is a great way to ask those questions about the class and about the different topics that your professor is talking about. Also, you can ask questions about their research, and that can be a really great way to learn more about opportunities in the major, learn more about opportunities in the field and at your college campus. Ultimately, there are way more benefits to going to faculty office hours than there are by not going. So the next section is when. So when should you be going to these office hours? I would suggest going as early as possible in the semester. So week one or week two, checking in with them. And this is basically being proactive and saying, hey, my name is Alicia, and this is my first time ever taking a sociology class. I'm really excited about getting to learn more about this topic. And it could just be introducing yourself and saying a little bit about why you're interested in the course. It could be if you have any questions about any assignments or tests or quizzes coming up. Even if this is a 15-minute or a 5-minute conversation, that's totally okay because you're at least trying to make a connection with that professor. Another time to go to your office hours is when you actually have questions about the material that you're talking about. I say anytime that you're super nervous about a test, it can be really helpful to go a week before the test and actually make a connection with that professor and let them know that you're pretty nervous about the upcoming test because you're not a great multiple choice test taker. Do they have any tips on how to study for that particular topic? And a lot of times they will give you some helpful hints that they don't necessarily talk about in class because they're not sure if even any student wants to know that kind of information. So by going to your office hours, you can really make a connection with a professor and get different questions answered and also just gain some more insight about what to expect in the course. The next section is how. So how do I go about faculty office hours? I think the first thing that you should be thinking about is just preparing for it. And this can be having 2 to 3 questions that you know that you want to ask your professor. These questions can be about the actual class and the class material. It could be going over a test that you took that you either didn't do very well in or that you did really well in and that you want to make sure that you do really well in the next one. It could be an assignment that you either have a question about or that you are working on in general and just making sure that you're on the right track and that you are meeting or exceeding expectations that they have about that assignment. You can also talk to them about their research. So most professors actually have some sort of website or some sort of description, and this is usually on your department's webpage. So for example, if you are a psychology major, you can actually go to the Department of Psychology at your college and then look at the faculty and staff button on that website. When you click on that, a lot of times they will have all of your faculty and staff listed, and then you can click on their actual link of some sort, and it will basically share what their research interests are. This is a really great way to make connections with professors because they love their research. Research can take a lot of energy and time, and you get really deep into a topic, and they love this stuff. They love talking about this stuff because it's their research. So if you do a little bit of research on your own about this professor, you can go ahead and make some of those connections. Maybe they're doing some kind of environmental research that interests you. Talk about that with them in that faculty office hours. And that is, again, a great way to connect with them and to show that you're interested and that you actually care about them and what they're doing. So that's the why, the when, and the how to go about faculty office hours. I also want to address some challenges that I've seen a lot of students experience and try to help you navigate the challenges. So the first one is students are often pretty nervous to go about meeting with their professor, and this is totally okay, totally normal. Again, if you can just be a little bit more prepared for that meeting, even go whenever you don't actually need it, where you're not like, oh my gosh, I really, really need help. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, when you're in that mode, it can be really hard to build a relationship with the faculty, and it can be really awkward just to ask for help. And honestly, if you need it, you just gotta do it. But you know, if you are nervous about going to faculty office hours, just trying to be as prepared as possible. Again, do the research on your faculty member, your professor, and then go in with two or three questions. So that way, if the conversation doesn't flow as naturally as you'd like to, you can ask your two or three questions and then you can walk out, and that's great. Just going and doing that and doing the best that you can. And it's okay if you're nervous and awkward. Totally okay to be nervous, but also just try to be as prepared as possible to ease some of that anxiety. A lot of students also think that, oh, well, the professor is probably busy, or I have walked by them before, they have a ton of people outside. Go anyway. I'm going to say it again. Go anyway, even if there are a lot of people there. You still need to go in there, and you still need to get your face in that door. A lot of students also feel like they're going to be an inconvenience, and they think, oh, my question isn't that important, so I'll just, you know, figure it out on my own. That's great, but like also, you just need to go still. You are not going to be an inconvenience. They want you to come to their office hours. Some professors don't get hardly any people to come to their office hours. So go, and you will stand out. You will show that you actually care about this course, that you actually want to do well, and that you actually care about them as a human. And that's really great. Other challenges that I've seen students experience is that, oh, I have class during office hours, so I can't go to their office hours. If you do have class during office hours, email the professor and ask for another time to meet. Maybe they would be willing to stay 20 minutes after office hours for you to get out of your class and then connect with you then. And that's a really great way, again, to show that you're interested, that you care, but you're not going to miss another class to go to their office hours. And you probably shouldn't miss another class to go to office hours. But that happens all the time. So just being open with your professor and letting them know that that's a challenge for you and that you can't make it, but you really want to. Like I said in the beginning, I want to share a couple stories that I had with faculty. One of them is going to be kind of a negative experience, and then one is going to be a hugely positive experience. So one of the faculty members that I went to that was kind of a negative experience, I went to them because I really wanted to do research in the field. This was when I was looking at PhD programs. So I went, I was super excited about what they were studying. They were doing all this amazing research that I really felt like I aligned with at the time. I go into the office hours and I was so intimidated. This professor had won numerous awards. They had been published multiple times in all different kinds of ways. And I just was so intimidated going in to see this person. When I went in, there was very little back and forth. I felt like I was pulling teeth kind of to get that conversation going. And it was so, so awkward for me. I just remember when I left that meeting, I knew that I would not be able to work closely with this professor because I didn't feel any kind of connection. I didn't feel like I could easily talk to this person because it was so, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. But you know, whenever you or talking to a person and it's so awkward and you're trying so hard, but the conversation isn't flowing. That was this experience. So I literally walked out of that meeting and just thought, well, this is not the right fit for me right now. That particular experience really changed the trajectory of my life because I really wanted to go to this PhD program, and I didn't even end up applying to this PhD program because of this interaction. It doesn't have to be always as drastic as this, but it really did not feel like it aligned well with what my goals were and what I really was looking for in a chair and in a faculty member. So that's kind of the negative side of things. And sometimes you're going to meet with faculty who are awkward and who it's weird, and they're people too, and they're trying to navigate this space as well. Sometimes, again, they're going to be awkward, and that's okay. You still have to go anyways and find out who you can make a connection with and who maybe is not going to be the perfect fit for you to go to for support. And that's, again, totally okay. You still need to go anyways and find out who your team is on your campus. So now I'm going to end on a positive note and on a positive experience that really, really changed the trajectory of my life personally. And I am so grateful for this person. And I'm actually going to say his name because he deserves all the good things in this world. So this professor was Dr. Murray Krantz, and he was at Florida State University when I was there. I was in my undergraduate degree in family and child sciences. This was after I changed my major, like kind of last minute. So I was a junior going into my second semester of my junior year. So I was in my fall semester. I was questioning what I was going to do with my life as an early childhood education major and just didn't really feel like that fit for me anymore. So I end up over winter break trying to figure this out. I find a major called Family and Child Sciences. They took all my credits. So I said, okay, I'm going to switch to that. I start going to these classes and I start building a relationship with this professor. It initially started because I was in one of his classes one day, and just a normal day in class, and he started talking about graduate school. Now, mind you, at this time, I had no idea what graduate school was. I knew what law school was. I had heard of that. I had heard of med school, but I did not know what graduate school was or why anybody would even go to graduate school. So this professor, Dr. Krantz, is talking about this stuff, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Towards the end of that class, he invites us to go to his office hours if we have more questions. This was the first time that I ever went to office hours voluntarily, and I am so, so grateful that I did this. So I go to his office hours, and first off, he's super welcoming and he's asking me questions. He's super engaging. He acts like he cares about me, and he really just answered all of my questions related to graduate school, and then he actually helped me through that process. Being a first-generation college student, I had no idea what I was getting myself into with graduate school. I had no idea the process. He really walked me through that process step by step, and I am forever grateful for him as a human and just showing compassion and caring about me as a person. And it just is so awesome to experience that from somebody who you look up to and who you feel is just an amazing person in class. So I think a couple of reasons why this happened was that he made me feel like I belonged, that I could actually do this. He believed in me. He believed that I could go to graduate school. And again, I never even thought that that would be possible for me. I never really even knew what it was. And then he started talking about it and he was like, yeah, this is how you do it. Here's how you go about it. And again, just really challenged me in so many ways, in so many really, really, really good ways. And I'm so, so grateful for this. I also think this sense of belonging, like he made me feel like I belonged at Florida State, that I belonged in this major, and that I could do what I wanted to do in life. This experience was so valuable for me because I really had no idea what I was going to do after graduation, but this conversation and these multiple conversations really changed the trajectory of my life. And now I'm working on my PhD and I have a full-time job that I love, and I'm working in a place that I love. And I don't think I would be where I am today without this conversation, without these conversations, and without this relationship. Now, I do want to make a note that every single professor that you meet is not going to have the same experience, but you never know what they know and who they know and just all of the knowledge that they have being at a college and knowing about their field, they can really, really help you get where you want to be. And even if you don't know where you want to be, sometimes they can help you figure that out. He really helped me figure out that next step. And again, I am forever grateful. And if you are out there, Dr. Kranst, seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I hope that this episode really helps you see the value of going to your faculty, and that even when it's awkward, even if you're not sure why you're in that room or in that space, that you feel like you have a little bit more insight onto why you should go, when you should go, how to go about it, and that you can really challenge yourself to get outside of your comfort zone and go to faculty office hours, even though you feel weird about it, even though you feel nervous about it, and try to make the most of your time while you are in college and while you're in those classes. Again, your faculty are incredible people, and those relationships, again, can be invaluable. So get out there today and plan out when you're gonna go to your faculty office hours and just see what happens. See what doors might open up for you and see what opportunities are out there that you never knew existed. If you go to faculty office hours because of this podcast, please let me know on Instagram at the College Life Coach. DM me. I would love, love, love to know what this experience was like for you. And if you think that this was a helpful episode for you, please share it with a friend who is also in college. I really, really, really want this message to get out there more, that you can do everything that you want to do while you're in college, and that you can really make the most of your time while you're in college and ultimately live the life that you want. So go out and make the most of your college experience, and I hope that you have an excellent week.